Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Candid, a podcast by Swatch and AMDA. I'm your host, Grace Brown, and as always, I'm so happy you're here. Hello, 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 everybody. What is up? I'm so happy to be back on the podcast, back in Auburn, and kind of just hanging out. I have a super busy week this week. I think everyone does. Usually the week before spring break is pretty hectic. I don't know why, but usually teachers have a ton of exams and projects and stuff, at least like deadlines for projects and stuff too. So yeah, it's been pretty chaotic, but I'm really excited for today's episode. Today I'm gonna be talking with May Spears, which we'll get into a little bit later, but I kind of just wanted to catch up with you guys first. So since I talked to you, I have actually turned in my fashion event dress, and the feedback that I got from it has been incredible. I posted a TikTok about it and everyone liked it a lot. And I also got such sweet feedback is what I should say, from the entire group of people who are working in the fashion event planning class. They're such a talented group of people. They are the people who make the event come all together. So I'm so excited to be able to be a part of it, and I'm just proud of the people in my major. So if you're someone in the fashion event planning class and you're listening to this, major shout out to you. You guys kill it every single year. So last weekend, I actually went to New Orleans. I know we talked about that, and it was a ton of fun. I got to see my parents for the first time in a while. And well, I guess it really wasn't, because I saw them at a wedding the weekend before. And I get to see him this weekend because spring break. So I'll talk about that in a second though. New Orleans was fun. We got there Thursday, went to the parades, had a really fun night. Friday, we went to brunch all together, hung out for the day, and went to the ball Saturday night, which was so great. I have a TikTok up about that too, if you wanna watch it. But I'm only back in Auburn till Thursday, so if you're listening to this on Friday, yesterday, I'm already at home right now, because I am going to Cabo with 80 other people in my grade, and I'm so excited. I know a few girls from my major are going on the trip, but it's going to be me and my roommates and all my best friends. I'm really looking forward to it. I've never been out of the country for, like, tropical. I've just been out of the country, like, for places like Paris and London, which have been obviously incredible, but my parents always took us to the same beach growing up, so it's gonna be a really interesting experience for me, but I'm ready for it. I'm ready to see what it's like. I am a little nervous because I hope that I stay safe and everything, and no one gets in trouble or, you know, can't get back into the country, but I'm gonna put good energy on the whole trip and pray that everything goes to plan. I really hope you guys can't hear my dryer. If you can, just ignore it. With being so busy and traveling so much, it's hard to get all my laundry done on Mondays because there's just so much of it. But yeah, before we get into today's podcast, I kind of wanted to talk about something that people have been saying and doing, and it's frustrating me. So I don't want to sound mean, but it's very frequent that I get the question, how did you decide to take the risk to be a fashion major? And as that, you know, that might just seem like someone's curious, whatever, but in a way, it comes from a judgmental place. You know, people haven't normalized that as a normal major, and it is a normal major. It's very practical, it's very fun, but I think that the reason people say that is because they think if you don't absolutely make it and, you know, move to New York right after school or become this worldwide known phenomenon designer, like just this insane designer that everybody knows, then school was a waste. And I just don't see it that way. I don't see it as risky. I don't see it as a major where you just sit around all day and shop. I always get that question. People are like, I love shopping. So, do you think that I would love apparel merchandising when they don't understand everything that goes into it behind the scenes? There's so much more than just liking a piece of clothing. So I really encourage you guys to stop asking people that question if you have, and stop putting it that way. In my opinion, it will never be a risk because it brought me so many things I'm happy and grateful for. It brought me a love for design. It brought me this podcast. It brought me so much more. And there are so many different industries I could go into after college because I've learned so much. It's more of just basically a focused business degree in a sense. And you need to stop asking people if this is their risk or they're not going to make enough money. If they're happy, please let them be. But also at the same time, don't just hop into fashion merchandising because you like shopping. Nothing is more offensive than that, in my opinion. I posted a TikTok this week saying, here's everything I learned in a day. In the comments, the feedback I got was actually scaring me, was actually blowing my mind. Maybe I'm just really passionate about apparel merchandising, or I don't know. But people were like, now that I know that this is what an apparel merchandise person, a major does, I'm not doing it. College is hard, people. And it's not like I just sit, what do y'all think I do? Sit around all day? I'm not even trying to be mean, but that's just a personal take. And maybe you should look into what other majors do and how difficult it can be. So don't just be judgmental of someone just because they're not a business major or because they're wanting to do engineering or doctor, whatever. So just give people the chance to explore what they're passionate about and don't jump into something if you like one aspect of it because there's so many more things behind the scene. Next topic, because I'm sure you're tired of me ranting, but today we are having May Spears on the podcast. And the reason I'm inviting May is because we are close friends from social media. We've never met in real life, but she is a gem of a person. She's so sweet and funny, and she deals with me constantly texting her about the most minuscule things ever. And I love her for that. She's really colorful on Instagram. And that sounds kind of cringe, but she's just a fun person. She graduated from NC State and she's just doing amazing things. She's such a bright light. I'm excited to catch up with her today because I feel like she's well versed in the topic that we're going to be talking about, which is commonly asked for. Every time I do a poll, or I mean a Q&A on Instagram, I have people asking me about this. But basically, we're going to be talking about breakups in college and being single in college because I feel like she's an older has that older sister energy to give the best advice for it. But yeah, and I'm going to be kind of telling my story about college breakups, and we're going to let May talk about hers if she wants and just ask her some questions. Okay, guys, so I'm back and I'm with May, so I'll let her introduce herself.
Hey, I'm so excited that I'm on here. I've never been on a podcast, but I feel like I've always talked about making one. So recently, someone was like, "Tell me about yourself." And the only thing that I thought about saying was, "I have a cat."
Oh my gosh.
I was like,
Cat lady at 22, right? 22?
"Yeah, well, 22 and a half. I'll be 23 in
23.
June."
Yes, cat lady at 22. Well, your cat's like the cutest thing in the world, so.
He's so cool. I just got some bird seed and squirrel food and put it outside, and he's been watching all the animals.
Aww,
He
he's so
loves it.
cute.
He's adorable.
Yes, well, you went to NC State, graduated from there, right? Yes.
Yes.
And I was kind of explaining before you got on that you have the most fun Instagram feed, probably out of anyone I really know. I know
Stop
like a
it.
few of you. I feel like all the people from North Carolina have cool Instagram feeds.
Shut up.
But just like a you've traveled so much, so tell us a little bit about that.
Oh my gosh, the travels was so fun. So my boyfriend had always, he always said he was going to go to Europe when he graduated. And then we were obviously together and talking, and he decided, he was like, he invited me to come, which is like such a big deal, I feel like, to ask someone to come to Europe with you for 2 months or something.
Yeah.
But we went, we had a plan for a while, and like we definitely budgeted, obviously went over it. And oh my gosh, it was so fun. We went to Paris, Amsterdam, Nuremberg in Germany, Zurich. We went to multiple places.
I'm so jealous.
In Croatia. We went to Florence, Italy. Truly, we had the worst time there, and I hate saying that because everyone loves it. But
yeah, maybe they just haven't been to all the other places.
So we got there and we turned the air conditioning on, and my boyfriend put it to like 12 or 14 degrees Celsius, which is like 50 degrees here. And so the air conditioning unit blew up. So when we got back, so hot. So we did the little European thing, slept with all the shutters open. Wake up.
Yeah.
My boyfriend has 50 bug bites. I have 38. Like, now we're hot and miserable and itchy. And it was rough.
Oh my gosh.
It was rough. And then we...
Yeah, I could not imagine.
And we packed it on up and went to Greece, which was like a dream come true. I always wanted to go to Mykonos because of the Kardashians. And I actually just watched that episode. Like, I'm rewatching it all. I just saw that.
Did y'all go to any of the same places?
In Mykonos? Everything that they filmed, like, they just went to Florence, and we were like, we've seen all that. They went to Paris, we're like, we've seen all that, which is really cool.
Yeah, I'm so jealous. I, like, have wanted to travel for so long. I was supposed to summer of 2020, but obviously that came to an end.
Same.
Those dreams were crushed. But why I'm having you on the podcast today, I've already kind of talked about this, but we are good friends from social media now. It's been fun to have like our little friend group.
I love it.
And you and I always are talking about deep things, I feel like. Like, not even like serious things, but just like deep talk topics.
Yeah.
Literally, like the first time I texted you, I have always thought of you as a friend and someone I could text. But you give me like the older sister energy.
Oh,
and
I love that.
I feel like you are so good about giving advice for breakups and stuff. So I got a ton of requests for it, and I was like, May would be a good person to have on the podcast and answer some of these questions.
I think it's so funny because the past like 2 weeks, people have been like, can you please say something about breakups? Like, can you help us out? And I'm like, I guess like me, because I'm like, I know how to handle situations like that. And, like, obviously I've been through, like, 4 or 5. But I was like, I was like, why me?
Yeah. I just feel like you just give off that older sister energy. So that's why I was like, I've never talked about my breakup on my podcast. I, like, you know, it was, like, life-changing.
Yes.
Like, completely turned my life around in the best way. And, yeah. I mean, should we just dive into the questions? How do you know when it's time to break up? Do you want to go first or do you want me to?
How do you know when it's time to break up? That in itself is like you questioning your relationship. And that's a flag. Like, that's if you're questioning that, then you're questioning your relationship.
Then you should break up.
Yes.
Yeah. That's like, whenever I saw this, I was like, oh gosh.
I think,
like, even if you think about it, I feel like you should just break up.
Yes, like, yes. If you ask that question. I mean, if you're together, like, I've never thought about that with my boyfriend. Like, I'm like, I hope we never ever break up. But like, if you're questioning that, that means something deeper, and you gotta do something about it for yourself.
Yeah. I also feel like sometimes people think that going like long distance means they have to break up, which like I get if you're like going to college, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, it's like, okay, yeah, like let's go see if there's anything else out there that we're interested in other than each other.
Yeah.
So I get that. But like, if you're sitting there in your relationship right now and you guys are just completely fine, I don't know if you're questioning it, break up.
Yeah, For sure. Well, the freshman in college thing, you know, I don't think you have to break up. You could at least try. Like, what on earth is the harm in trying? Like, I remember my dad wasn't going to let me leave Wilmington. Like, I was going to go to UNCW. And last minute, he was like, you can go to NC State. If you get in, like, we'll let you leave the nest. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I submit an application. 3 weeks late, I call and I'm like, can somebody please look at my application? And they were like, if they don't have enough candidates, then they'll look. But, like, I can't promise. So a couple weeks, months go by, and I got in. And so the question on the table also was, like, I have a serious boyfriend, and are we going to stay together? This was the This was the deciding factor. We got put in the same dorm, and he was right underneath me. So I was like, it was like meant to be. That was a sign. You know, that was what was best for me at that time and us.
Right.
And, you know, freshman year was fun, but it definitely wasn't like the crazy experience that everybody else had compared to me, I guess.
Right. I feel like it's good to try. I know a lot of people who don't, and it, like, ends up worse for them in a way.
Yeah.
Where they are just, like, miserable at school and fighting when they see the other person and whatnot. Kind of moving forward to the next question. I thought this was a funny question. It's a good question, though. Do you think it's better to stay distracted or take time to be alone after a breakup?
It's a balance. It's got to be 50-50.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say that I think it's good to be distracted when it comes to, like, social events and, like, hanging out with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
I know my friends, like, took me out to dinner to my favorite taco place in Auburn.
Aww.
After, which was sweet. Yeah, they're so good at stuff like that. But then it was, like, good for me at, like, you know, I lived alone this summer, and that's where everything kind of changed for me.
Yeah.
I don't know about you or your personal experience. I don't know what you prefer, so.
I definitely, I'm thinking about my most recent breakup. That was, like, last summer, and it was fun, and it was, you know, it was fun. Neither of us were super-duper upset or hated each other.
Right.
So definitely saying yes to every social event that you can, and creating something, you know, invite friends over for dinner, throw a party. Even if 5 people are there or 10 people, like, I think I might have had 50 or 60 people in my apartment at one time, but it's just so fun when you do distract yourself, but you've also got to address it with yourself alone, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. Like, journaling and stuff will help you with that. But I do agree. That is fun. Like, have a breakup party. My friends made me a cake, which was funny.
Wait, that's so funny.
And we all went out that weekend and had, like, the best time. And it really did help because I was, like, I felt like so much of my life at that one point, like, this is going to sound so dramatic, but, like, something that I had dedicated many years to was, like, gone.
Yeah.
And the only thing that was really there were my friends, and thank goodness I have good friends. I can't imagine if you don't have, like, a support system. Yeah. I know you do, and, like, it's just, it changes the game, I feel like. Yeah. But definitely spend time alone, I think. Obviously stay distracted.
For sure. Yeah, I definitely think I'm very lucky. I have the best people, the most fun people. They love me through thick and thin. Like, it's so funny. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, that is always important.
Very important.
So, the next question is, when do you know if it's time to get back out there? I feel like we're, like, 40 years old, like, giving people advice on, like, who have just gotten a divorce or something.
So, getting back out there, I mean, I think it's fine as soon as you break up. But you can't just, like, leap to one person. Like, you got to be talking to multiple people. Like, it can't be super duper serious, especially because after the breakup, like, you usually kind of agree that you're not going to date anyone for a while. You're going to focus on you. And it just, like, sucks. Like, it's happened to one of my good friends. Like, he was like, we just need some time off. I don't need to have a girlfriend. Goes on one date, boom. Like, they're still dating. You know, like, that just, it sucks for the other person, you know?
Like, how do you know, like, during that time when you're not dating anyone, is there anything that you're supposed to be like doing or feeling? I feel like that's a question people might have. Like, what are you supposed to be doing to work on yourself, or what are you supposed to be doing instead of dating people?
Yeah, I think picking up a hobby, like something bad's going on in my life, I'm like going to Hobby Lobby, finding something to do, like some kind of craft or spray painting something, just like doing something that I really like and that's super duper fun.
Right.
Like bake a cake or some muffins or some brownies, like call somebody that you haven't seen in so long, like just go out and do something, be outside, put your face in the sun, like and
Yeah.
force yourself to smile. If you smile, it makes you think that you're happy. That's what my old roommate used to do. Like, I would be in my room bawling, and she'd be like, smile right now.
Yeah,
And I'd be
yeah.
like, okay, I feel better.
It kind of like amazes me completely, not even changing the topic, but just, you said like baking a cake, you always have like this happy face on social media, and like no one could know if you were going something. Like, you've had a great month on social media. Like, you
Oh.
celebrated yesterday with 1 year of sobriety.
I did.
And didn't you hit like how many followers did you hit on Instagram this month when you made the
Oh,
cake?
16K.
16K. Like, you've just had a great month.
I know.
And it's been so fun to watch. I just had to say that. Like,
But
if
I
not,
feel
I'll see
like.
her on social media, like you should, because it's fun to watch.
Yeah, but I also love watching your stuff because you're. Like the way that you film videos is so different. Like that one that you did about the handkerchief, like so cool. You did like a story time, like, people watch that and they learn something. They can relate it to their life. Like that's
Yeah,
really
no,
good.
that's so
So,
sweet.
so
Thank you so much.
engaging. Yeah, no, of
That
course.
means a lot. One of my roommates, because I was feeling like really creatively drained in January. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But just with after all like the postseason like ads and stuff that we were doing. But basically my roommate Chloe was like, you should just start telling stories. I have like some of the most random stories. And so I was like,
They're
why
good.
not? Well, thank you. That's very sweet. They're fun to make. The videos are fun to make, and it kind of like helps me reflect a lot on my childhood,
Yeah.
weirdly enough, and like
Wait.
kind of focus on that.
Do you run your mom's TikTok too? 'Cause she is so cool.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I don't run it anymore. I used to, and then she was like, I basically like I sat down with her over Christmas break, or maybe it was Thanksgiving break, and I was like, Mom, I love you, but I'm not gonna let you be the grandparent that barely knows how to work a TV remote. I was like,
Yes.
you need to evolve, and you need to learn how to start editing your own TikToks and like working your phone. She knows how to work her phone, but not like edit her TikToks and stuff. And I was like, if you don't evolve, you're gonna be that grandparent. Like, you can't. And she was like, okay, you're right. And I was like, yeah, I am.
I love that.
So she started doing it, but she's been traveling so much, she hasn't been really involved in it.
Well, I still think that her edits are great. I saw it the other
Oh my
day,
gosh.
and I was like,
I'll tell her.
Grace must be running this. Like, it's good. You taught her well. I don't feel like
Well, thank you.
my parents would not pick up on that so easily.
She has a lot of fun with it, so I'll tell her you said that, but
Please
she
do.
like gets recognized in person.
No
And it's
way.
like the funniest thing ever. She clams up, like she's so awkward because she's really shy. And like she just doesn't know what to do. She just stands there. It's hilarious. I'm like, Mom, say something to them. Like,
Yeah.
okay, this is a good question. It kind of is talking about what we talk about, because I said that you have like a really fun social media presence and like are always happy. The next question is, how can I feel confident?
You are what you think. Like, you become what you think. You believe what you think. So, wake up and tell yourself you're gonna have such a good day and take a shower, moisturize your face, put a little bit of concealer on just so, like, you feel fresh. Put on a little outfit. And even if you're just like sitting in your living room, you'll just feel better about yourself. Like, eat something that you like. It doesn't have to be healthy, but like, if you're dealing with a breakup, like, breakup depression and eating disorders after are so serious. Like,
Yep.
I remember my mom sitting me down at the table and forcing me to eat something before I could leave the house. Because, like,
Right.
I had not eaten anything all day. And it's so sad. But, like, anything you want to eat, like, just eat it. You have to do something to make you feel good. And
Right.
I think dating apps are funny, or like fun. You could just get on there and
That's what I was gonna say. That's so funny.
I do think that's fun.
That's what I did. Like, me and my friends all downloaded Hinge, or like, I downloaded it and they did it with me. And I'm not kidding, it gives you such a good confidence boost. Like, you don't have to, like, go on dates with any of these people, obviously, but I think that's a huge. It proves that, you're not just like, you're gonna date other people. You'll be okay, you know?
And you'll get a lot of compliments from people, and like that'll make you feel good.
Right. I kind of interrupted you. Did you want to say anything else? I feel bad.
Oh no. Maybe just going somewhere and taking some pictures, feeling good. I also think it's important that you just don't worry about what other people are doing. Like, I'm a huge believer in blocking, unfollowing, unfriending, because
Yeah, that's good advice.
what's the point, you know? I know people that were like they broke up, but I'd be like, why are you still Snapchatting them? And they'd be like, well, it's for the streak, you know, like the Snapchat streak. I ended my streak that was 1,050 days because
Yeah.
you have to end it. Like, you're just gonna keep going
Yeah.
on and on. And you know, I feel like the Snapchat streak especially is like you're holding on to the hope. Like, you're in limbo, and like you think that there's another chance, but there's probably not. And it'd be really cool if you decided that, you know, you were like, nah,
Right.
never mind. You're not gonna be able to contact me because I have my new life and my new confidence and everything else that came with it. Ooh, something that someone
Yeah.
said was being in the same friend group. What do you
Yeah,
think
that's
about that?
rough.
What do you think about
Yeah.
that?
Well, it's funny that you say that. Me and my ex were in the same friend group in high school, so every time we go home for break, we spend a
Really?
lot of time together. Yeah. But we have I just kind of have like a no. I don't know. I just don't really communicate with him anymore. So like
Yeah.
it's just very, it's not even awkward. Like, he'll laugh at my joke, I'll laugh at his, but we're not gonna like strike up the conversation together. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
And like, I'm very, if there's like, if it's gonna be a small group and he's gonna be there, I'm not gonna go out of my way to like not go to something I actually wanna go to. And actually, the first time that we saw each other after we broke up was on a trip that all of our high school friends took. And I'd already committed to going. And it was like a scene straight out of the movie. Like, I can't even explain it.
Oh my God.
Me and all my friends were at the top of this rooftop bar, and all the guys walked in later than us because they were driving together and they just got there later. And he walks in and I'm like, oh my God. But neither of us had no idea. I had no idea he would be on the trip, and he had no idea I would be on the trip. And it was awful that whole weekend. It was so awkward, but now I think we're very much past that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one talks about how sad it is. After like my first breakup, I was really sad. And I was like, dang, people don't get like doctor's excuses for this. Like, I couldn't miss
Right?
the test, and I had one the
Yeah.
next day, and I was like, I can't get excused. Like, oh my gosh.
I know. Oh my gosh. There was no worse feeling than like something going down and you're in the middle of class. And like,
Yeah.
so many times I was in class fighting tears back just because
Yeah.
there was something going on, or like I was in a fight with someone, it was like really upsetting me, or you know, someone had passed away, or if I didn't understand what was going on, like there were so many times I would fight back tears.
Kind of not on topic, kind of on topic. This girl asked me in my DM, or not DMs, but on the question poll. She said, I'm going through a breakup right now. Will I ever stop being sad about it? Like, I feel like that's having a
Yes.
breakdown.
Yes, of course you're not going to be sad about it anymore. But it's just going to take a little while, and it's going to take some time before you can look back and laugh.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, it takes time. I feel like it takes like at least 6 months. I know that's kind of like maybe that's too long,
No,
but like
6 months. 6 months for sure.
it's one of those things where like you're just getting used to not having a person in your daily routine, because like humans by nature are routine people, and you're just getting used to taking those people out. I don't, if you have any advice for people, I don't even know how I became unsad like about it. I just like was like, well,
I
I mean, there's
know.
nothing really else you can do. Nothing's gonna come from it. So just don't be sad anymore. I don't even know. Do you have any advice for someone who may be sad?
Okay, so I always said to myself way long ago, I was like, I'm gonna be single junior year. Like, I'm gonna have a me year. And somehow or another, it just so happened to work out that way. So this was September 2019. And that was really when I got a taste of the real world. Because obviously I'd been to parties and been out, but I'd only ever gone with my boyfriend. And
Right.
there were a ton of times where I was like, I wish I was at this party by myself or, hanging out with these people alone. But it was just such a good time. And I mean, I was meeting people that my friends have been friends with since freshman year, but I had no idea who they were because, I was just always preoccupied doing whatever me and my boyfriend were doing. So I felt like I
Right.
met so many more people. It just like opened more doors, and like I met so many other fun guys, like made great relationships with them, just like not worrying
Your
about
world, like,
anything.
yeah, like opened up. It's a that's a
It
good
was
way to put
so
it, like the
good.
real, like a taste of real life.
Yes.
I feel like, because if you're constantly not even like tied down, because having a boyfriend, in my opinion, should not mean that you're like tied, obviously you're tied down in a relationship to that person, but like it doesn't mean that you should stay like, I'm trying to think of the right word, like is stagnant, I guess that's a good word. Like you're not supposed to just be completely stable. Like you want to have someone who grows with you. So when you're in a relationship that's not growing, for the people who, I don't know, I don't want to like call people out, but if you feel like you might not be in a relationship that's growing and you're not growing for the better, then like think of what it would be like if you weren't in a relationship with that person. I feel like that's such a good way to put it, because people don't realize like what's all out there
I
in the
know.
real world. And like how many opportunities.
So many. And I just didn't realize that I was like missing out on all these people, new people. Oh my gosh, I was having so fun, so much fun. And
Yeah.
even through quarantine, like quarantine was tough if you were going through a breakup or something. At the beginning of quarantine, I started a relationship which was perfect for all the time spent inside and not really doing
Right.
anything. So, and like there's not social stuff. Do you seriously remember when they were like, you can't go to the grocery store unless it's an emergency?
Yeah. I can't
Like,
even. So, did you and your boyfriend at the time live in the same town? Like, y'all could see. That's so nice. I could not imagine. I was so bored 24/7.
yeah, he would come all the time and I would go there too. But we had so much fun. Quarantine was so fun. Like, don't
I
you
completely
remember?
agree.
Oh my gosh.
I had like the best time. All of my friends are always like, no, worst time of my life. And I was
No
like, I was
way.
bored, yeah, but I felt so like still in life. But also like we are a year younger, so we lived in dorms. Like because we lived
Oh.
on the freshman or the sophomore year sorority hall.
Yeah.
And yeah. And like we got like kicked out of our dorms, and only one of our friends had one group of friends had an apartment, one group of friends had a house, but I didn't have anywhere to live, so I had to go home. And it was boring, but it's like a bit, it was a big growth period. I picked up a lot of good hobbies that I still do, like running, which is
Yeah.
nice. I can't even remember what you're saying. Did I cut you off? I'm sorry. Oh, you were talking about your boyfriend and how y'all started dating during quarantine, your ex-boyfriend. Is this your boyfriend now or your boyfriend?
No, not my boyfriend now. But
Okay. I want to hear that story too, and if you want to share.
oh, that's such a good story too. But, you know, I was in a relationship for like all of quarantine. And then like when it started going back to normal, I think we both were just like, all right, this is it.
Yeah. Like this was just like, it's kind of like a summer relationship, but quarantine. What do they call them? There was like a nickname or like
something. A summer fling?
Yeah, yeah, but like for quarantine. Like it was like.
Oh, I remember what you're talking about.
But I literally forgot about it. I forgot what it was called.
It's not a quarantine, but it was something like that.
Yeah, something maybe with COVID. I don't know. It's going to come to me when I'm going to bed tonight, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to not be able to fall asleep. So. This is a good question because I feel like this is a relatable question. I don't know if this was because you said you were single your junior year of college. Mm-hmm. I love how these people are like trusting at least me with their like deep questions. Like, I don't right? know. Like, I'm kind of just figuring it out. But
their secret's says, safe with us.
Yeah, seriously. This girl asked how to be single when your whole friend group is dating.
That should be even more fun because somebody's boyfriend has a friend. Somebody's boyfriend
and they'll set you up. Yeah.
Knows somebody. Yeah. There's going to be some guys coming around hanging out eventually. And one of those boyfriends of her friends has a roommate. There are lots of possibilities.
Yeah, you're right. And I feel like that's good. Like, especially this year, a lot of my friends have boyfriends and I like never... Whenever we have date parties, I just take one of their friends because it's just so easy and I know we'll have fun. Yeah. It's like a fun time, I feel like. Even if your friends are dating people, like, you should still be happy for them and celebrate them and, like, the fact that they're happy. Yeah. And just focus on yourself, I feel like. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Focusing on yourself is very hard. Because you also are thinking about everybody else constantly.
Right. So moving kind of towards like a more positive note, I have to know the story about how you and Mac met. Because I'm so interested. I knew you guys were like really good friends before.
Okay, the story about how Mac and I met. Well, I guess we had some mutual friends. It's so funny because I had no idea who Mac was. And freshman year, I remember this girl crying about Mac. And I was like, God. Who? I was like, who in the world is that? Like, he cannot be anything too special. Like, I was like, stop crying. So a little bit of time went by. And I think during quarantine, there wasn't a ton of people in Raleigh. I feel like a lot of people went home. And so I would text Mac all the time and be like, come over, you want to hang out, you want a day drink, like let's do something. Like I always like initiated it, but I never ever thought of him like that. Like I was like, this is my friend Mac, and I didn't think about him like that at all.
Yeah. What flipped the switch though? Okay, well I guess you're telling the story, so
I know. I'm telling the story and he's behind me and so I think definitely over quarantine, we got really close and we're hanging out a lot, but our relationship was very much like
friendly.
Like, yeah, so friendly. Like he was hanging out with a girl and like he would tell me about it, or I was hanging out with a guy and I'd be like, oh, I saw so-and-so, or can you set me up with so-and-so? Like, I feel like it was stuff like that. Like truly just friends. I didn't care at all. I never thought about him like that. And then we started pretend dating to mess with everybody, since everybody thought we were dating.
Now that is something I love. That is good. That is something I would do. Like, my roommates are going to listen to this and be like, oh my God.
Yeah, so we were just kind of messing with everybody. And then I was like, oh, I think I kind of like him. And he never really said anything. We wrote a contract. I still have it. We haven't looked at it in a year, and we should, but it was a contract, and it was like, he wrote down, he said, do not fall into the love trap, and
we
certainly did. It's funny because it's dated, and like, it has our signatures on there. We're, like, we were like, this is strictly business.
Oh my, so that's like a movie. I almost just said a bad word, but that's
It
like a
is a movie.
movie.
So I remember like it was Thanksgiving break 2020, and I was like out of town with my family, and I was like thinking about math like before I was going to sleep, and I was like, this is just not good. Like, this is just like, we cannot do this. This cannot happen. And then I remember like later on in December, I kind of looked at him and I was like, I kind of like you. And
Yeah.
he was like, I know, but be quiet. He didn't say be quiet, but he was like, I know, shh.
My gosh. Did he say it back? I mean, you're literally
Oh.
on, like.
Oh, no, I mean, him saying that mean that to me, that meant it was mutual, but like we were both kind of
Yeah.
in denial, and we're just very scared because that would mean taking our relationship to a different step. And when you date someone that you were literally the bestest of friends,
It's
he was like
risky.
my best guy friend, like my favorite person to hang out with, like my go-to if I didn't have plans. I'd be like, what are you doing? I got a bottle of wine.
Yeah. I love that. Okay, so for the last question, what are some green flags that you look for?
Oh, funny. Funny. I'm a personality before looks. I mean, like, if you're
Yeah.
hideous, but God, if you can make me laugh, like, I'll love you.
Yeah. I agree. I think that's definitely that's like one of my tops. Also, someone who's like driven. I feel
Yeah.
like someone who's not kind of just like lays around. I mean, like that sounds bad, but like
Yeah, no, for sure.
someone who has like an idea of what they want to do.
I think a big kind of deal breaker for me now is a relationship with your family. If you don't have a good relationship with your family, that means I'm not gonna have a good relationship with your family. And I think family is like so important. So, it's kind of tricky and difficult. And everybody has a different family situation. But for me, like, you've got to have just a good foundation at home. And I guess, like, Mac is similar to me. And I feel like it's hard. Like, a lot of people have, I don't even know if I'm making sense. But some
No, you
people.
are. I think that, like, I think I know what you mean by, like, the whole family thing. Like, people, I feel like that's a big sign if they're close with your family or can, like, get along with yours. Because, like, necessarily, like, they don't have to get along with their family because you don't always know about their childhood. But if they're, like, a people person and, like, funny. And one of my main green flags is if they have a sister. I don't know. Like, I feel like
Wait, so
guys,
you want them to have a sister?
not even want, but it's just like, at least in the guy friends that I have, I can always, before I even like became friends with them in college, I could always tell who had a sister and who didn't. Because there's always going to be the guy who's like the mama's boy, which one of my guy friends in my old friend group in college, he was just like such, I don't even know how to explain this with being PG, but he was such an a-hole and everybody hated him. But, and he was a mama's boy, and I don't know if there's any correlation. But of course, our sweetest guy friend has an older sister, so he just like knows, like the bar is set. You know what I mean?
I've had a relationship where he like hates his parents, like would just talk so badly about them like before I met them. And like that's just so deterring for me. And
Right.
I think another thing is, for me, having two sisters. I know you have a brother. Do you have any other siblings?
I have three brothers, so they're all
Oh
older than
my
me.
gosh. Oh my
Yeah,
gosh.
it's like if you're coming into my house, the next guy I bring home is who I'm gonna marry, because it's that intense in my house. Like three older brothers and a very scary dad, so.
Well, I have two younger sisters and a very scary dad too. I think it's become a deal breaker for me. I think brothers are better than a sister. I already have two sisters. And having a sister, like, it's almost competition, you know? It's like she has a permanent spot in his life and I could easily be replaced, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, and I've had other people talk to me about it too, you know? It's like they're jealous, but, like, for not really a good reason, you know? Yeah. And so for me, I've always wanted a brother. I love Mac's brother. He's so cool. And I just, I'm tired of girls. Like, I can't have any more girls. I can't do it.
Right. I mean, I've never had a sister, so maybe that's why. Maybe that's the sister theory. It's like if you have sisters, you want a brother-in-law, but if you have brothers, you want a sister-in-law.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I feel bad because I've had you on the phone for literally an hour, and I hope that people have enjoyed listening to this. Do you have, like, any final thoughts or, like, advice for people?
I was literally about to say that, like, you have to get it in your mind that the only opinion that matters is you and your family. You just cannot worry about other people. And, you know, sometimes people think I'm selfish, but you do need to put yourself first before anybody else's needs. I just believe that very hardly, yourself first.
Maybe, like, just put yourself out there or whatever you want. Well, it was so fun to have you today. And I hope that everybody has enjoyed listening.
Yes, this was so lit. Thank you for having me.
Okay, guys, I hope you guys learned some good advice from May and just kind of got to know her better. I love her. As you can tell, she's very chill and has the most older sister energy out of probably any of my friends. So go follow her on Instagram and TikTok. On Instagram, she's May Spears. And then on TikTok, she is Spears No Beers. As always, DM me on Instagram if you guys have any questions or recommendations for content on TikTok or content with the podcast. I would love any and all topics, and I just love getting to know you guys. Thanks so much for tuning in this week, and thanks for being candid with me. Bye.